Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now you, in one sentence, said my best and my worst. The rigatoni and my worst, angel hair.
People hate angel hair.
Okay, it's not the angel hair's fault.
Right.
It's the abuse of the angel hair. Don't serve me your matted nest and call it angel hair, okay? Walk it past the hot water and then serve it to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's, it's like, it's by association. It's not the angel hair's fault.
It's not his fault.
It really is not. But
it's the prepare.
It's the preparation.
Somebody heard him.
Yes.
Somebody heard 100%. Him.
Multiple times. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. In today's episode, we are doing the restaurant best and worst, food and drink. And here to help us discuss is Dee, but first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't,
as usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
Welcome, my friend.
Thank you for having me. This is an honor. I appreciate it, guys.
Oh, what's no up, problem. D, it's like Cher.
Okay. Yes, it is. Almost like Sinbad, you know? That's all you got to know.
I love it, man. And I thought about this show when we were talking about bringing you on.
Okay.
Restaurant best and worst. You have a lot of opinions on things.
Yes.
So
this is true. It's very, very true.
And just a bit of a backstory. I've, at work, it's one of the regs. Regs,
yeah.
We did a show on regulars. And you really strike me as a person that's easygoing. You have an opinion, so don't fuck with me. Am I right?
Nail on the head, my friend.
There you go. And so when I think of restaurant best and worst, there are things that are still out there that are kind of restaurant classics.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some things, whether they're food or drink, and I don't even understand why they're even a thing.
Right.
I understand why well done is a thing. But well done, but not burnt. Or well done and still juicy. That
shouldn't be a thing.
That's not a thing.
I cook burgers. That's one thing that I love to do.
Okay.
All right. Cheeseburgers, hamburgers, any kind of burger you want, I love. I consider myself a burger connoisseur. Some people want well-done burgers. They're still going to get the burger cooked well, mm-hmm. but it's going to be juicy. It's just the way it is.
Okay.
You're going to still like the burger because it's going to be juicy. You're not pressing on it. You're not doing all the things to get all the juices out of it. So okay. I'm not giving you a hockey puck. You're still getting a burger. It's still going to be juicy, but it's going to be cooked to your liking.
Now, when it comes to the burger, there's an art to it because when I see someone pressing down the burger...
That's letting out those juices.
Right. It's letting out the juices, but where'd you get that from?
Yeah, I don't know where they learned that from.
Are they... you know, why are you pressing it? Does it upset you? Like, well, what did the burger do to you? Let it cook. Let it
take its time.
Right. Listen, people, I mean, I'm not the Burger King, but when you're cooking, whether it is meat, I mean, whether it's a burger or steak, those juices are going from the heat up.
Exactly.
And when you're chasing it away...
What do you have?
What do you have?
Yeah, what are you actually serving me?
What are you serving me? What's going on here?
You're absolutely correct.
With your steaks, how do you take your steak?
So I actually get my steak medium rare plus. So it's like a
little...
Hey, you had me on the show for a reason, man. All right, listen. This is the way it works. This is the way it works. This is the way it works.
So you like it medium, but just a little bit under medium.
A little bit under medium. Yes.
What the hell is medium rare plus?
So medium
exactly
rare plus.
What I just said.
That's
I
exactly get... right. It's medium. But less than medium.
I hope it makes you feel better that you're saying these words.
It does. Everybody out there, medium rare plus is a thing.
It's
trust
not.
Me.
Oh my
trust
God.
Me. Trust
stop
me.
It.
Trust me. Don't be shy of asking for medium rare
oh,
plus.
Stop it. Oh my God, the humanity. I'm sweating now. It's already hot in here. Oh. I'd like, Your Honor, I'd like to strike that out of the record.
Nope. It's been recorded.
I thought you'd be an ally.
I'm trying. I'm going to answer honestly.
All right. Fuck your honesty, though. Oh my God, I can't even sit still. Oh, we're going to let that go.
All right. We're going to let that slide. I might bring it back later in the conversation.
Okay.
You never
so,
know.
Okay.
With that, now you're his server and you hear
right.
that. How are you ringing it in?
I'm rolling my eyes first.
Okay, and then how are you bringing it in? Medium rare?
Medium rare.
Yes.
All day. I won't correct.
Because it gives you the option to have error.
Well, there's always error because it could be cooked a certain way, and then when you heat hold it, depending on what else is coming out,
right,
it might go a little bit more. It's really...
I always tell people go a little bit under because it's a lot easier for me to take up your steak than have to recook your brand.
Absolutely.
Yes, and it shouldn't have to be. Most places are mindful.
Right.
You're
yes.
mindful that the steak is going to be the last thing. It shouldn't be waiting for anything.
Exactly.
It's like a souffle.
Mm-hmm.
The souffle doesn't wait for you. You wait for the souffle.
100%. Mm-hmm.
And so the meat should never be in waiting because things are dynamic. It's gonna bleed out. I'm bleeding.
Yeah, right.
You know? And so I get it, but I'm medium rare all day. I'm not going to... Depending, if I was your server and you were very particular the whole way, I would ask you to pick a side.
Right.
But if you're just telling me that, I'll just go medium rare. Because chances are it's going to be right on the nose.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'll roll them dice all
day
long.
And I even tell people, like, I'll tell them just like I said, hey, it's a lot easier for me to take it back for 2 seconds and
right.
and then give it right back
yeah.
to you than me have to go back there and you wait for your steak for another 15, 20 minutes.
My line is...
then you're going to be upset already.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. My line is, I'll start you off at medium rare.
Yeah.
You know?
And we can go from there.
We can always go up.
Yeah.
I'll
going
start
up is easy.
Medium.
Which everybody should be okay with that.
Going back down, there is no
right.
such thing.
No, I can't uncook it.
Yeah. yeah. Turning back at the end of time.
Doesn't
not
work like
gonna
that.
Not going to happen.
No. But yeah, no, you can, I agree with that. Medium rare is the way to go. And now, I'm going to touch back on it. The only way, medium rare plus was never a thing until it was told to me. It was told
okay.
to me in Vegas.
Who hurt you?
Oh, sorry, at Prime 112.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was told to me at Prime 112.
A little gravitas.
And I said, listen, I go, I like it medium. I go, I like it medium rare, just if you can cook it just a little more. He goes, oh, medium rare plus. And I said, wait, that's a thing?
Okay.
Is this real life? He goes, absolutely.
What cut of steak was it?
Filet.
Okay. Now... Here's where I get that part. If in my brain, if I get it, I'm thinking of a tall steak. Then you get like more of a gradation.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. Yes. A filet is going to be thicker.
Right.
It's going to be cut in. It's picturesque when you cut into it.
Oh yeah, for
so
sure.
It be that way.
It's about the only steak that's
picturesque.
When you have the picture of medium rare,
right.
rare
yeah.
whatever, it's a filet.
It's a filet.
Every time.
Always.
Every
always
time.
A filet.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I'm a medium rare person, and about the only thing I take back is an overdone steak.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because I just don't enjoy it.
No.
And
remember that one time in Vegas? Oh, my God.
When?
We were at our spot. It was late, too, and we all got the steak, and they murdered our steaks that one time. And we even went under, and they still murdered them.
What's the name of the place again?
At O'Shea's.
No, we don't need it. O'Shea's. You're thinking about...
Not O'Shea's. God, what am I... Ellis Island.
Ellis Island. Ellis Island.
And they make a great steak.
Yeah.
They make a great steak. Ellis Island is the spot.
Yeah.
Now it's blowed up. Everybody knows about it. It used to be the thing where you could just...
It was like
go,
a local
like,
spot, but off the strip. It was like a block off. It was great.
It's a block off.
Yeah.
But it's a strange block.
Yeah. Are there normal blocks in Vegas? Let's be honest.
Not past the strip.
No.
Yeah.
Once you go the width of
right.
a block, up or down...
It's all bets are off.
Yeah. I like what you
off.
Did there.
At your own risk, pal.
I see what you did there. All bets are off. You passed that... what's the name? It's Dive Bar.
Yeah.
That sketchy dive bar.
Yeah, that place is scary.
Our friends like to go in there.
Because it's supposed to have the coldest beer on the strip or something.
Dude, it has $1.99...
It has $1.99 smell.
You're not lying. It is so cheap, so smoky.
Yo. Oh.
I'm like, let's get out of here before we get shot.
Right?
I think the roulette was behind glass.
Definitely the cashier was.
Oh, dude. Bulletproof legit, glass.
Legit it was, bulletproof glass.
I don't get scared in a lot of places. It was but I was like, man.
I was like, I don't have my gun with me.
what are we doing here?
It's not the kind of place you want to be in.
No, not the kind of place. So we have friends that walk from the strip. Every year they do this. From the strip to downtown Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And it's sketchy.
They try to convince us to go with them. It's like, no, I'm good.
Right.
I didn't come here to walk.
Through the hood.
Through the hood.
Gun store, liquor store.
Through the hood.
Pawn shop.
Yeah.
It gets hood real fast. Yeah. Once you're heading to the lake, past
them. Yeah, from downtown, from the strip downtown, that all the medium is hood.
Yes, that's it. That's all you're getting. You know, busted out, boarded up windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, crack house, whore house.
Needles, everything you want.
Walk fast, walk fast. I'm not fighting for you, and I'm quite sure I cannot run you. Yeah, it's nuts. So Ellis Island is the spot. They have, they had. It was, what, $8.99, I think it was?
Oh, it's amazing, yeah. I think now it's maybe $10.99, but still not bad.
You get a player's card, and you get the steak special. Then they have, and these are all at different times. You have to know when to go. They have the ribs.
Mm-hmm. No, that spot is different. That's a barbecue spot, but it's
that's
next
what I'm
door.
Saying. It's only open at what, 5?
From 5 to, like, 10. And it closes early.
It closes early?
The steak spot is open all the time, 24 hours.
Your plate is legit. Oh, that day. Shit. It's and there's ribs the whole way.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The ribs is falling off the
edge. Legit.
Pushing everything. You gotta hold on. I got you.
Oh, yeah.
The plate is massive.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And the plate's and it has other food on it.
Right.
Yeah. And that, I think, was $15.99 or something like that.
Yeah. It ranges between like $13 and $16.
Depending on what you get. You get chicken,
it's amazing.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a spot.
You gotta go with your appetite.
Right, yeah, you gotta be hungry.
Oh man, we went there crushed. Oh. I don't think you were with me. You were already out. You were out at Carnival Court. I think it was me, Tim, and Jay went. I was face down at the table, defeated. I looked like a POW. And I was like, just pick my head up when the food comes. I was done. Oh. That's when Jay met you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. No. Vegas stories.
It ain't that show today. So, continuing with the restaurant best and worst. What's the best thing about a salad?
Wow.
In a restaurant.
I don't think anything.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. So it depends on the salad, right? I mm-hmm. think it really depends on what they're offering. So, for example, Capital Grill is one of my favorite restaurants.
Okay.
You know, I go there a lot. So they have a wedge salad. They have a strawberry pecan goat cheese salad.
Okay. That sounds pretty good.
The Caprese, you know. Mm-hmm. So they have all these different variations of the salad.
Yeah.
So wedge is always a good go-to. You mm-hmm. get the bacon bits, the blue cheese, the wedge, you know, and it's delicious. The other weekend when we went, I tried the strawberry pecan goat cheese salad. It was fantastic. It was great flavors, you know.
That sounds like my salad.
It was delicious. It was delicious, and I would definitely get it again. So it really depends on what they're offering. You know, if it's just a traditional salad, I guess I got to be in the mood for it, you know.
Okay.
It depends. And it's different places. For example, if I'm going to a Thai restaurant, if I'm going to a sushi place, I love the basic plain salad with ginger dressing.
Yeah.
Okay. I love the ginger. Peanut, I'm not against it, but if you have a good ginger dressing, I'm in.
True.
I'm in. So I guess it's just the elements of the salad, really.
That is true. When you said Asian and ginger, it reminds me of my graduation story of going to this Japanese restaurant. And it's me and my family and my friends, and my mom kept saying about this ginger ass cream, and I was like, Mom, what are you talking about? Ginger ass cream, like, what's going on? And she just kept asking. She asked the server, what about the ginger ass cream? And I was like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. She was talking about ginger ice cream. We're from the Caribbean, right?
Right.
Right.
So the emphasis was on the ice.
Oh, God.
So whenever I hear ginger dressing,
that's
ginger
all you
anything,
think of.
I just start smiling. She has no idea the nugget she's giving yes, me right. all these years later.
Thank you, Marlon's mom.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Danny, what about you? What's the worst thing about a salad in a restaurant?
The unknown about it. You know, because a salad can look amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with salads, it can come out a little... There could be too much dressing. There could be not enough dressing. It can be soggy. So that is more of my only issue is you don't know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's kind of scary in itself.
Now, I'm going to try that salad. To me, the worst thing is two things. Doing too much.
Yes.
When you have too much, I don't know where to put my attention on the flavor. And when it's sweet.
Yeah.
When they have the candied this mm-hmm. and the sweet strawberry vinaigrette that. And
yeah, too sweet can, yeah. Too sweet. Now, if you have a sweet element in there, that's fine.
That's okay. bomb.
Right.
Yeah.
That is bomb.
But because it gives a little, you want balance, especially with your salad.
Right.
Yes.
You know, you're there,
I agree with that
100%. You're there to eat healthy, but you also want balance.
Right.
You don't want to be, you know, if you're going to get something sweet, you would have got something sweet.
Yeah. True. True. I don't want dessert. I want salad.
I want a salad. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll get dessert later if I want it, but exactly. I want a salad.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah. No, you're right. I agree with that.
You bartended bar?
I did. I bartended for a little while. I served for a little while growing
okay.
up. Yep.
Okay. Man, I do. I was going to put my foot in my mouth because I remember you taught Ashton the
espresso martini.
The espresso martini. Yep. Yes. Now you're on the other side. Mm-hmm. What do you Care notice?
Chef? No.
Oh.
No.
Other side is he's a customer.
I'm a customer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's the guest.
Gotcha.
What do you find annoying about service?
That's a loaded question, huh?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, now, we had a camera go down.
Yeah.
So that's why you've seen mostly myself and Danny, but now you see D back again.
He's back.
I'm back, guys. Yes. Here I am. I've been here the whole time, I promise.
Deep fake. Now, we're talking about service.
Service.
What's the worst thing about service? What's the worst thing a server can do to ruin your evening?
I would say overstep their boundaries. Really?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that.
Yeah, you know, it's you're there to do a job,
mm-hmm.
And your job is to provide service to me and my guests, right?
True.
To my group, let's call it. So when you're going, I mean, I understand going above and beyond, which is great. That's fine, but overstepping your boundaries in a sense, you know, I sometimes get annoyed by that. Well, I always get annoyed by that, not sometimes. Where it's just, you do too much.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, you read the crowd. You know, you got to read your crowd.
Yes.
Some people love the attention. Some people need the attention. Some people just want to be left alone. If you have a group of people that are having a good time, laughing, you see the water's empty or whatever, you want to fill it up, that obviously that's great.
Yeah. Silent service.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you just intertwine yourself within that group, and it gets to a point where like, You're not
here with my party.
Right.
You're here to take care of
this
me. If I wanted you to sit down, I'd invited you to sit down.
I would have invited you.
True.
And I see it happens more than you know, man.
Really?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
I think so.
Yeah, it happens
more
than you know.
Yeah. It's almost like sometimes the Uber driver, you're there and then they're in it.
Oh, yo.
A little too much.
Too much.
Just give me the salutations and stuff, you know?
We've had a few of those.
I know. And we're looking at each other like, too many questions, bro.
We don't even want to talk to you. Right. We just wanted a ride.
It's like, don't make me regret taking
Superman.
We
gave you the small talk just to give you the small talk. But after that,
we're done.
Turn the music up or give me some. Right.
Let me control the conversation.
Yeah.
If I want to talk to you, I'll talk to you.
Yeah, if I need advice, I need some. Yeah, I got you.
Exactly. Yeah, as soon as you were talking about that, it's like, it reminds me.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I agree. What a great analogy. Perfect. That's perfect.
Now, I want to segue a little bit. I mean, we're going to jump back and forth a little bit and talk about alcohol, liquor.
Okay.
And there are a couple of things that I know that some people like, you know, certain flavors and things like that. But if I were in a meeting, if I were the boss and somebody came to me, boss, I got a great new liquor.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like rusty doorknob. What are we going to call it? Campari. I'd be like, you're fired. How is that a thing? That to me is the worst thing on the rail.
The worst.
The worst.
It is terrible.
People love it. People drink it.
They love it.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't. It boggles
but
my mind.
But the ones who love it, love it.
They'll love it. Oh, absolutely.
They think you're crazy.
Right. Like, ha, you obviously haven't
tried
it.
How don't you taste those notes?
You obviously haven't tried it.
No, I obviously did.
Right. That's what I'm telling you. It's garbage.
And so did everybody else.
I don't get it. And you're right. They love it. They love it. Swear
they
up and down.
Sell it. Right? Nuts.
It is a thing.
It's a cult.
Cults do exist. Yes. Yeah. Oh, totally.
I remember the first time I tried it, and I could not believe that this was bottled and sold, and repeatedly sold.
Repeatedly, people pay money for it.
I can smell it and not want to drink it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember hazing new servers when they come in and they never say, it's like, oh, you ever try Campari? Oh, it's great. I make them take a nice little shot of it. I'm telling you,
have you passed the Campari? Yeah.
Here's another thing I don't understand. What exactly is an acquired taste? Oh. If you taste it and you don't like it, how the hell do you go from that to acquiring
it? To continue liking it. Like, continue trying it, you know? Yeah. Like, that's how you acquire a taste, I'm assuming, right? Yeah. You just gotta continue. So I'm just gonna keep torturing myself until suddenly I'm like,
Pretty much.
I love this now.
Your brain just says, okay, I give.
Right.
We like it.
We like it. It's fun. It's a done deal. Done deal.
I don't understand it.
It's an acquired taste.
It's an acquired taste.
No, you're crazy.
Yeah.
That's what that is. You're nuts.
Where did that even come from?
Italy, right? It's an Italian liqueur.
And it's supposed to be like an after-dinner drink, right?
Yeah.
That's even worse.
An after-dinner course.
Like, why would you do that to yourself?
The worst memory of your whole existence, lingering on your tongue. Now, you mentioned Italian. Let's talk about pasta. Mm. What's your favorite
noodle?
Shape?
Oh, man.
So I actually just had this conversation.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm intrigued. What was your favorite noodle?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Mine was, it was me, Chris, and Aaron. We were all out, and we were actually talking about the same thing.
Okay.
Chris had picked something, and I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Oh, they a capo something?
Capo potty?
Yeah. Something like, yeah, maybe.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a popular one that I can't say.
And Aaron had picked up fiocchi, which is, I kind of like.
Fiocchi,
I like the purse kind of things with something in it.
Okay.
So I can even go with like a ravioli, but I don't really have one because it depends on what we're putting with the pasta for me.
That's a very intelligent answer because some pastas hold sauces better than others.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a rigatoni man.
Yeah.
Love rigatoni.
Rigatoni's great.
Yo, hearty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Dump it
absolutely.
On there.
Yes.
Love rigatoni.
Yes. It'll stand up to some
exactly.
sauce. You know?
Yeah. What the pasta fits is what fits for me.
Usually. Right.
Okay.
Like what we're making, and then I will find a good pasta to go with that, kind of like what the base is or what kind of flavors we're trying to pronounce, and that's how I go for me.
I ask because I almost love them all except for one.
Okay.
Oh, which one?
So I'll let you answer.
Okay. Well, I agree with Danny. It really depends. Like, for example, I'm not making a rigatoni carbonara, right?
Okay.
It's going to be with angel hair spaghetti.
Exactly.
It's got to be with a long noodle.
Okay.
So it really depends on what I'm in the mood for.
Okay.
Lately, what I've been doing is the rigatoni. I love rigatoni.
Boom.
Like, I'm on a rigatoni kick right now. But it's, again, if I want carbonara, like if I'm craving a good carbonara, I'm not going to like, sir, can you please make that rigatoni? You know? Because I'm going to get a look like I got a look when I said medium rare plus. Folks, medium rare plus does exist. Oh, all right?
It's coming back.
It's coming back.
Top.
I told you I'd bring it back.
The top row. Yeah, you might as well. He's in the video this time. We can talk about this again.
I told you. I told you. I'm bringing it back.
My man is coming off. What was that wrestler's name? Man.
Macho Man?
No, the Manimal. Not Manimal.
Mankind?
Mankind.
Mankind.
Coming off the top rope with oh my gosh, the medium rare plus. Now you, in one sentence, said my best and my worst. The rigatoni and my worst, angel hair.
Angel hair. People hate angel hair.
Okay, it's not the angel hair's fault.
Right.
It's the abuse of the angel hair. Don't serve me your matted nest and call it angel hair, okay? Walk it past the hot water and then serve it to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's, it's like, it's by association. It's not the angel hair's fault.
It's not his fault.
It really is not. But
it's the prepare.
It's the preparation.
Somebody heard him.
Yes, yes.
Somebody heard 100%. Him.
Multiple times. To the point where it's like, yeah, we got to break up.
Right, that's it. I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore.
I can't do this anymore.
Fool me once.
I can't do it anymore. It's just a mat. I can't. When you're cutting it with like a knife and fork, and then, you know.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
It's not a steak.
Right. Yes.
It's not a steak.
This is actually a noodle. Yes.
Yeah. It's a noodle.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be delicate and and separated and fine.
Yes. And that's when it's delicious.
And that's when it's delicious. Yeah. Or if the sauce is too thick.
Right.
It can't hold it.
No,
up.
You can't. This is going to fall
and,
apart.
And the thing with pasta can go like almost like a salad. It can go so many ways.
Right.
You can be like, in the same pasta, come out from two different people and you're like, wait, this is the same pasta?
Right, same exact dish.
Same ingredients? Yeah. Wait. What are you talking about?
You got to prepare with love. Love and knowledge.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to come from both.
Right.
You can't come from love and ignorance.
Right. No.
That's
no.
what...
It's not going to work.
I love you, Ma, but...
Right, yes.
Yeah, come on. What is this?
What is this?
Might as well just give me Ragu and I'll call it a day. I'm happy with it.
Ragu's kind of sweet, though. I mess with Ragu.
All right. I got a question for you, then.
Talk to me.
How do we feel about gnocchi?
I like gnocchi.
Okay.
I like a gnocchi.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And it's funny because some people just don't like gnocchi.
And what's not to like?
I don't get it. It's like the best of both worlds. It's a potato dumpling pasta.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's so good.
I love it. And you can put any sauce on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You
it'll
know?
Hold up.
And it's going to hold up.
Yeah, it's solid. Gnocchi's solid.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Sometimes I even like it if it's been sitting out and it gets a little hard.
And that, it's okay.
I don't mind it.
It's all good.
I don't mind it.
I'm yet to find a way that I'm not going to. It's like.
No. I'll take good call on that.
Are you done with that? Good call on the gnocchi.
Yeah.
I feel good about, and the funny thing is you don't see it a lot of places.
No, you don't.
I wonder why.
That's what I don't get. It's a good, because like we said, for some reason it's got a bad name. It's been run with the dirt too long, man. We got to bring it back.
It does have a bad name.
Got to bring it back for no reason.
It needs.
And a good gnocchi special, like you kept like, oh, sometimes you pull it out like, oh, wait, there's gnocchi on your
spot? Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'll try that. Absolutely. Yeah.
Just because. You got
to... Let's see what you're going to do with it.
Yeah.
Let's see what you're going to do with it. And I'm in.
Surprise me.
I feel the same way about tater tots.
Oh.
If you have tater tots, got to have them. I don't know what you're putting with it.
Marlon.
Got to have them.
My man, let me tell you something about tater tots, dog. If you come to a house party at my house, you know... There's one dish that is always going to be served.
Really?
100%.
All the time?
100%. You could call my wife right now and say, hey, if I'm coming to your house for a barbecue, what's the one dish that's always going to be served? Tater tots.
Tater tots.
All day long.
I love it.
100%.
Man, I love it.
They're the best.
They are the best.
Yeah, that's when my kid is home, they're always in the freezer.
Always.
The entire time she's home.
I have tater tots in my freezer as we speak. There's always tater tots in my freezer.
I will have some in 3 days. Nice. Because I go pick up my daughter tomorrow. Okay. And it'll be right back to normal because she loves the tots.
So good.
If I'm going to a restaurant. Incredible.
All right, so I went to Cut 432 in Delray. Okay. They had tater tots as a side. And, you know, they made them fresh and, like, ooh, you know, nice. Fancy, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes I was like, get them
too much.
You know, like,
was just, too much?
Yeah, I mean, it was actually really good.
Was it good?
Okay. It was really good. But sometimes I like ghetto shit. Like, go give me some more Ida. Just throw it in the freezer.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah, they're tots.
The freezer.
Right.
Because the texture is everything.
It's 100%. But they did good. I will say that.
Okay.
They did a good job. It was really, really good. I enjoyed it. And but it's just, if tater tots is on the menu, if I'm getting a burger and you have tots, I'm getting tots.
Yeah,
I'm getting tots.
Yeah. 100%.
If you give you me the choice.
Fries. Right.
You keep your fries. You keep your onion rings.
Yeah, you keep all that.
Give me the tots.
Give me tots. Yes. I'll take the tots.
If it's there, I'm getting it every time. No questions asked. Now, doing too much on the tots, again, I'm getting like all these feels. I went again to Texas. Again. All right? I'm not going to say the place, but we had crappy macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
At that point, if you're not going to home make this stuff, mm-hmm. give me the box.
Right, yes.
Give me the box.
Give me Kraft.
Yeah, Kraft.
Why even play games?
I'm okay with a normally cooked Kraft.
Right.
If you're going to fuck up some macaroni and cheese.
If you're going to fuck it up, just give me the box. Yeah. I'll be happy.
100%. No problem.
I dare somebody be upset with the box. I dare you.
They won't
try it. I'm telling you, this thing was
so simple. It's perfect. It's right. Fine.
It was the overprocessed, you know, scooped out
way
stuff.
Too much.
Give me the powder.
That's it.
Make
give
it
me
like
the powder cheese, man.
Give me the
make
powder
your life easier for yourself.
Seriously. I know. If you prepare that, bro, I'm coming back.
Absolutely. I'll eat that all day.
I'll be like, yo, they fuck with the powder, man.
Right. I'm telling all the homies.
Yeah.
Yo, we got to go back to this later.
Yes.
They're using Kraft, but it's right, okay.
It's okay.
I ate it. Okay. It was
delicious. I was with it.
What else could possibly give you the feels besides the all right of potato tots and the box mac and cheese,
man?
Classic.
What else could there be?
100%.
That's classic.
I agree.
Right,
I'll wait.
I mean, you got me thinking. The wheels are turning. I'm trying to.
Yeah, that's a classic all the way from childhood. Yeah.
When's the last time you fucked with Kool-Aid?
Oh man,
love. I haven't had Kool-Aid in a long time, just because of opportunity.
A long time, right?
Love Kool-Aid,
but
and I don't drink. I haven't had it in forever.
That's nostalgic, right there.
What's your color? All right, so my grandmother back in the day.
I like the way you said, "What's your color?"
What's your color? Okay.
Without missing a beat.
What's your color? My grandmother was an orange Kool-Aid. My great grandmother.
Okay.
Got orange Kool-Aid in the fridge at all times.
Okay.
Right. Okay. My mom's grandmother. I remember going over there, and there was always orange Kool-Aid. This is like a staple in the household, and
orange.
She lived to be 90, almost. I swear, like 98, yo.
Okay.
And always had orange Kool-Aid in the fridge.
Wow.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I mean, she should have done a commercial like Jared for Subway. No, you know what I'm saying? We should have put her up for Kool-Aid. Made money.
I had two. It was always red.
Always
red. Yeah. Like, that's my go-to. And when I went to college...
Cherry or the Tropical Punch? Which one? Doesn't matter. Cherry's fire.
Cherry.
I think cherry is the commercial.
Grew up on. Yeah.
Cherry's the commercial, right. with the thing.
Yeah.
With the clear, yes. You know, and the guy with the smiley face.
Oh, yeah.
Our man Jay used to rate girls with Kool-Aid.
Ooh.
If he said that was my cherry Kool-Aid...
Boom.
That was the girl.
Yeah, that was the one. That was it.
Yeah,
that
was
the one.
She's not even down. She's 11. Yeah.
He's like, yo, that's cherry Kool-Aid right there.
Okay.
I like it. In college, they came out with this Sharkleberry Finn.
Oh, I knew you were going to say it.
Yo.
Wow, you're bringing it back,
yo,
huh?
Yo, the Sharkleberry Finn.
Wow.
Was it blue? I think it was blue.
Blue. Yo, but it tasted
It did taste blue.
It did not taste blue.
You know how I feel about blue.
Yo, it did not taste blue. Okay. It should have been like purple.
That's crazy.
It should have been purple.
It should have been purple.
Because purple rocks.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with blue food. Blue food is weird.
Right.
Okay?
But the Sharkleberry Finn was blue for sure.
The Sharkleberry Finn is the exception. It was chemically delicious.
Oh, yeah. Chemically delicious.
Oh, my God. It was like, it reminds me. Things that shouldn't taste good, like Red Bull and Jaeger, it shouldn't taste good together.
Right, no, it shouldn't.
But it does.
It does.
Yeah. I can do a Jaeger bomb.
Yeah.
No problem.
It definitely does.
I'm going to do one right now. What about you? What's your favorite color?
Kool-Aid. I mean, grew up on cherry, man.
Yeah.
I grew up on the red, but I did. I fucks with the blue when I got older.
Yeah.
Like when it came out.
When it came out.
We had the pitcher of blue and the pitcher of red. You know, and we make it ourselves. So how much sugar did you put in the Kool-Aid? Let's talk about that for a second.
A cup of sugar.
All day. Had to be.
If you had any less, it was
right.
Like, okay.
Then you ain't making Kool-Aid.
Yeah. It started to taste weak. You're
right.
Like,
what is this?
Who watered this down?
100. Because you know when mama watered that down. You're like, man, you just put more sugar.
Exactly. I got to fix it now.
In my growing up, what we did was we mixed Kool-Aid with the... You ever had the frozen orange juice But oh, it wasn't really juice.
Oh, the orange, yes. Like the Minute Maid. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. We mixed those two.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It was some kind of weird punch.
That sounds crazy.
But it was like I felt like I was sitting on high cotton.
Classic.
Yo.
Oh, boom. Boy.
Because wow. It gave it a little bit more body.
I mean, it sounds like it. Goodness gracious.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah, right?
No, yeah, I'll make it for you. Because you got to cut back on the sugar a little bit. Because
yes.
That
it already has sweetness in it.
It already has the sweetness to it. But you put them two together.
Wow.
And
I think you're onto something.
Interesting.
What else? What else is nostalgic?
Coleslaw. You don't like coleslaw?
I used to.
Okay.
I used to like coleslaw. It's like, I don't mind coleslaw. If you make it right and it's a good coleslaw, I love it. So I went to a barbecue joint recently, which I won't name because it's local.
Okay.
And it's just, might as well be drinking a vinegar from the bottle.
Yeah. I was going to say vinegar. Yeah. The minute you had that hesitancy.
Right. Yeah, I might as well just take malt vinegar and just went like this.
Yeah.
No, that's no bueno.
No, it's not good.
No bueno.
No.
I don't care for the vinegary. Like, it can have some.
Yeah, right. But not overly.
But not.
Because you could kill a coleslaw.
Right.
I'll make a good coleslaw.
Do you? Oh, I'm with
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm with it, man.
My daughter, again.
Again?
Again.
Where she just came time? Back.
Tampa again.
Oh, okay. No. So, it was... Oh.
She was in Tampa last... No.
No, she was at a party last time.
She was at a party last time. She was at a party, called me, and said, I was so excited to try the coleslaw, but it wasn't like yours, Daddy.
Aww.
And then this time, she goes, I'm never having anybody else's coleslaw again.
Put a smile on your face, didn't
you? You know where to come for the coleslaw, right? Yeah.
I got you, baby.
Listen, I'm with it, man. Yeah. All right? Now you open up the Pandora's box, so I'm going to be Mom, what's up with that coleslaw, dog?
What's up with that coleslaw?
That coleslaw.
And so I think I make good coleslaw. Danny makes good chicken salad.
Oh.
So he'll make some coleslaw. I'll send him with some chicken salad with the rolls.
Oh, nice.
You can try
the Hawaiian
rolls?
Yes. Yeah,
that'd be Hawaiian rolls. Yeah. Has to be.
Yes. But it wouldn't. My coleslaw is not sweet, but there's balance. I don't think it will pair well with the
salad,
with the Hawaiian roll.
Yeah. Oh, with Hawaiian roll. Gotcha.
Yeah, because that in itself,
It's a whole other flavor.
It's a whole other flavor, and whatever they did with that, it's.
So I'm gonna blow your mind here. I love chicken salad, but when I eat my chicken salad sandwich, all I use is lettuce and mustard. That's it.
So that's not bad.
See, people get freaked out by the mustard. I'm telling you, if you haven't tried it, just give it a try.
Oh, in your salad?
No, like, I put mustard on the roll.
Oh, add on top?
Yeah, I just put it on top, on top of the lettuce, on the Hawaiian roll.
No, that sounds fine. That's not even going to mess up my chicken salad. You're going to love it.
Right.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, no. I fuck with mustard.
Yeah, I ain't got a problem with that.
Shit.
I put ketchup or mustard on my burgers.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
Some people look at me like I'm crazy.
Really? From the mustard on the burger?
Yeah, from the mustard.
Really?
Whilst they put mayo on it.
I'm good with a little mustard on a burger. No problem.
100%. Mustard.
Y'all don't love that combination.
I put mustard on anything, man. Mustard's fantastic.
Okay, so we're going to round it out with a couple more things.
Okay.
And one of my favorite things I don't eat when I'm at home. I only eat it on vacation, which is breakfast.
Ooh.
Now, a friend of mine called me up and said, is cereal just another kind of gazpacho? Because it's like soup. And I was like, is cereal soup? It might be.
Is it though?
Wow.
It might be soup. I'm just saying. Liquid in a bowl.
I mean, you're right. But you can eat cereal
raw,
like gazpacho without the milk.
You can eat cereal raw.
Okay, it doesn't have to. True.
You know?
True.
That's the thing.
True.
And we all did that.
I mean, out the box, Your daughter likes out the box.
She
won't eat the milk. She came over my house one time, and my daughter likes the sweet cereal. I don't get to eat it, so. I go, no problem. I got you.
Wow.
Help yourself, honey. I got you.
Wow.
What you learn? Uncle Danny's got you.
No problem.
She's not wrong. We don't bring that devil into this house.
It's like her little guilty friend. We were watching TV. It was funny. My daughter was in her room, and me and her just kicking on the couch watching some show, and she just... popping them out. I put it in a bag for her. She just popped them out the bag. I was like,
that's fantastic.
I loved it.
She will eat you out of house and home. She will eat you out of house and home. That girl can eat. She is not shy. She puts it down.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Now, like, are you a breakfast person?
I love breakfast, man.
So how do you take your breakfast?
Oh, I mean, I love eggs.
Okay.
All right. I love going out. I love cooking breakfast Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I will cook the shit out of breakfast. But I enjoy, especially on the weekends, like Saturday and Sundays, I'm going out to breakfast, you know, because I want to try. I love breakfast so much. I love the corned beef hash. I love the pancakes. Okay. Love the waffles, you know. If I'm in the mood, some sausage. It's always going to be eggs. I'm always getting eggs somehow, either scrambled, over easy. Somehow the eggs are going to be involved.
Yeah, I need eggs when I have
breakfast. Yeah, 100%. I'm getting eggs. I'm not just going to have a pancake or a waffle. I'm not a heathen. You know, I'm going to get my protein as well. So it's going to be eggs, but I love breakfast.
Me too.
I love breakfast.
I love breakfast too. For me, it's the, I try everyone's French toast.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I try everyone's French toast, and it has to have real maple syrup.
Yeah, it has to.
So the first thing I say.
He's not messing around when he comes with the real maple syrup, too. He will not have the
And if they stutter,
right?
If you don't know that you have real maple syrup or not, I'm like, you know what?
I'm okay.
Just hold that. I'll be back.
No, just give me the eggs. No, I'll get the eggs.
I don't want French toast.
I'll try something else.
Right.
Yeah, but I won't have the French toast. But I'll have French toast and.
Yeah.
I'm a two-breakfast person.
Oh, of course.
Just because I don't have it a lot, so I'm getting
double French toast. Right. And then he's grabbing his breakfast, like the normal breakfast.
Right. Correct.
Like whatever he would, the same thing he would order if they didn't have the French toast, he's ordering it.
See, that's what we do too. So, you know, when I go with either or just my wife or a group of people, there's an appetizer for the table. It's either going to be waffles, French toast, or pancakes.
Boom.
Gonna have it. So we're nibbling on that too while we have our own breakfast. Gotta have it.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
There it is. Just
get your appetizer.
I've never had an app for breakfast.
Yes, there you go.
That is innovative. Let's say you have some friends out. Is a restaurant do or don't? Are you bringing a big bouquet of flowers to the restaurant?
When you say a big bouquet.
A big bouquet.
Yeah. Now, see, that's. I feel like, why would you do that? Yeah, you know, if you're bringing like a dozen roses or something, like, you know, something like the Publix and you got that, I don't know why. Who would bring a big bouquet?
Does this happen? And then where are you going to put it?
Right.
Yeah, that's
why would you bring it? Like somebody's birthday?
Yes.
Or like graduation or something?
Yes,
that's crazy. That's crazy.
They have the bouquet, but they don't have the vase for it.
Maybe. Oh, that's what that's right. What they look.
No, so we gotta provide.
Yeah. We're home goods all of a sudden.
Yeah. Like, wait, we need to have a vase. What do you mean? Why would I have a vase? I gotta make food here.
Yeah, this is a restaurant. Like, I can get you a pint glass. Like,
yeah, I make food here. Yeah. But, I don't know what you want me to put it in.
Yes,
you and don't have a vase.
Yes,
that's crazy.
People do that all the time.
That's why it has delivery. People send that to their house.
Yes,
with the card, and they will thank you at the dinner.
Just do some forward thinking.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, but yet they do it all the time.
People do a lot of dumb shit, man. You know, like, let's just get that out in the open.
That is why we're here.
People do a lot of dumb shit.
You know? Is that why you're here?
Yes. I'm telling you.
Bouquet of flowers. You know, I haven't seen that, man. I can't say that I've seen that. Thank God, because I would... I know I'd say so.
I know you'd say so.
I'd be like,
what are you doing?
What is that for? You know,
like, come on, man. Where are you going to put that?
For real.
We're trying to eat here.
Put that shit back in the car, man. Get out of here.
Yeah, leave that in the car.
All right, last one. I'll let you go on this one. What animal will make the best bartender?
Huh.
Let me qualify. The best service bartender.
Oh, okay. So they're not taking care of guests?
No. Just straight racking out.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Tasmanian Devil.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Oh. We worked with a Tasmanian Devil on Service Bar before.
Yes, we have.
Oh.
Machine.
The only girl or person I've ever seen twice open a bottle of wine and wrench the whole top off. Like the neck.
Broke the bottle. Moving that fast. Wow.
Pretty girl, too.
Disclaimer. She was pretty good.
Twice.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
She was a taboo.
An octopus.
I was going to say the same thing.
Nice.
Same answer.
I like that.
They're intelligent.
Yep.
They got the arms.
They got eight. Yeah, they're making drinks all day. They're like this.
They ain't dropping shit.
Nope. No. They drop their catching with another hand. Right.
Yep. That's a good one. I like that.
Boom, that's exactly where I was going with it.
I like it.
Hire that octopus. I got you. Yeah.
We don't need anybody else.
Man, thank you so much. Let us know what your pick for the service bar is.
Yeah.
For your animal.
Absolutely.
And put it in the comments and make sure you like and subscribe. That's a great way for you to you know,
let us know.
Yes.
I'm like blanking out here.
Let us know. Let them know how they're doing,
the,
guys.
The camera went off.
We use that excuse already.
In his head, the camera went off.
He's back. We work brunch, just a disclaimer. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Dee, for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
We will have you back anytime.
Please, this was a ball. This was fantastic, man. Absolutely. I enjoyed every second.
And we got to come over and have some tots.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And coleslaw. I'm with it.
I'm bringing salad, the coleslaw. You bring the tater tots.
Done.
And you have the chicken salad. Yeah. It's a party.
Done. Love it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm Marlon Joseph, the moderator.
I'm Danny Villain. Subscribe, 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 people.
Thank you once again, D.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
We'll see you next time.
Later. Here we go again with a win. That'll spin for them nears and them hands and them haters. Like, damn. Y'all dudes ain't all that. With them hot ass lyrics and them dope ass.